1948 or such a matter. Now we have quite a number of animals.
Okay. Do you have any animals that you will typically see at night, like different types of what things that are attracted to lights outside?
Well, you know, there's so many deer at night in the car lights.
And, that's true.
Skunks are definitely nocturnal animals.
What about things that fly? Night birds?
Well, I guess bats would be included in that.
Okay.
You know, just the past 3 years, we have a number of vultures
that
nest right over here in the courthouse in these trees. And I've counted as many as, and sometimes on a real cloudy day, they're so much fun to watch. They just ride these air currents around here, and I've counted 16 or 18. Uh-huh. And I think this year there's more than that, so I'm sure we're seeing some of this year's hatch. I think one day another fellow and I were trying to count them. We determined there must have been at least a couple dozen of them.
Really? Those things are creepy. What about owls? You got any owls?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Quite a number of owls.
Do you know what kinds?
They're the, are they horned owls? Yeah, I think that's what they call them, yeah.
Okay.
Barn owls, horned owls, I think.
Are those the same
Got
thing?
Got the little ears that stick up.
Yeah. Okay. Do you get any lightning bugs around here? Do you
know? No. The nearest ones that I know are up Valley View in the Sangre de Cristo's over here.
Is that what people call them, lightning bugs, or is there another kind of them?
Yeah, lightning bugs or fireflies.
Okay. Do you get any insects that fly around lights at night? Any little insects that you
Yeah. Mosquitoes. Hopefully the weather's cold enough now that we've about done with them for the season.
Yeah.
But, and then we have all kinds of Miller moths and that sort of thing, you know.
Okay.
They're pretty seasonal.
Yeah. What about stinging insects besides mosquitoes?
Oh, the bees. And,
you get bees?
Yeah. And, you know, my neighbor over here just came back from Kansas City, and before he got here, my daughter-in-law went over there with a can of Raid in Bud's windowsill on the outside of his building there. There was a nest about, much larger than a football, and we're not sure what those critters were. They were some kind of a hornet, and they're a little different than anything we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Bud is so susceptible to insect bites, we wanted to get those out before he came home.
Yeah.
And then he called me the other day and said, "You guys did a poor job. There's one in that apple tree in north of us. It's a beauty, a great big one. It's much larger than a football."
Yeah.
And they are just beautiful. Those nests they build are just layers of various colored paper material.
Oh, really?
Gosh, they're pretty things.
Yeah, they're scary, but yeah, those nests are quite impressive.
Yeah, we were hoping we could get that one down intact, maybe cut the branch off and then shellac the outside of it or something to keep it.
Cool. What about wasps? Do you get those here?
Yeah, wasps, yellow jackets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any chiggers here?
Chiggers, no.
Okay. No. Too high up?
Yeah. I never knew what chiggers were until I went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Ah, yeah. Do you have dragonflies around here?
Yeah, we do.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, dragonflies.
Okay.
Not a lot of them, but we've noticed a few this year.
Okay. What about woodpeckers?
Yeah.
You get woodpeckers, too.
Yeah.
You got any other birds around here that you see a lot of?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of robins. Some of them, I think, even winter here. Bluebirds, we've got worlds of sparrows, and grackles.
Hummingbirds.
Yeah, hummingbirds, they've gone for the season. But then occasionally we'll get birds, flights that come through of orioles, orange orioles. And,
wow.
And gosh, what's...
You got any cardinals?
No.
Cardinals.